it's the part of mathematics that even mathematicians don't particularly like. Because whereas the rest of maths is all about precision and certainty, statistics is almost the reverse of that. But actually, you know, I was a late convert to the world of statistics myself. If you'd have asked my undergraduate professors what two subjects would I be least likely to excel in after university, they'd have told you statistics and computer programming. And yet here I am about to show you some statistical graphics that I programmed. So what inspired that change in me? What made me think that statistics was actually an interesting thing? It's really because statistics are about us. If you look at the etymology of the word statistics, it's the science of dealing with data about the state or the community that we live in. So statistics are about us as a group, not us as individuals. And I think as social animals, we share this fascination about how we as individuals relate to our groups, to our peers. And statistics in this way are at their most powerful when they surprise us. And there's been some really wonderful surveys carried out recently by Ipsos Mori in the last few years. They did a survey of over 1,000 adults in the UK and said, OK, for every 100 people in England and Wales, how many of them are Muslim? Now, the average answer from this survey, which was supposed to be representative of the broader population, was 24. That's what people thought. British people think 24 out of every 100 people in the country are Muslim. Now, official figures reveal that figure to be about 5. So there's this big variation between what we think, our perception, and the reality as given by statistics. And I think that's interesting. What could possibly be causing that misperception?